This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists don't know what too far is until they've destroyed themselves. You know, they don't even know where things will end up. They don't ever play their stuff out to the end. I mean, we've got a project called Seeking Educational Excellence. I'll get it out. Seeking Educational Excellence. And we're working with former leftist professors who've seen the light. They've seen what their policies have created, and they're now afraid of the students that they used to, you know, encourage to be socialist and anarchist and whatever else. And they're going, where did we go wrong? And we're going, well, you went wrong at the beginning. You let a child raise themselves. You got feral children now in colleges. But it's across the board. Business and you name it. Give me your Democrat, run anything, and I'm going to give you something that's either got problems or it's got future problems in the making. God, okay, so business, Democrats in business, crack pipe vending machines coming to a major Democrat-controlled city near you. Now, this is in New York. Officials in Suffolk County, New York, are baffled by at least three crack pipe vending machines that appeared on Long Island. And they're going, are there more? Now, I don't know what the code is among crackheads, but somebody's narking on them, you know, telling them, hey, there's these illegal crack pipe vending machines. But the story's funny, not because that they're condoning the use of crack and by, you know, getting these crack pipes out there. This story gets crazy. I promise you, the Paul Harvey, the rest of the story here is one of these ones that you go, you got to be kidding. So here's what it says. The blue and white vending machines, which featured words sketch pens on the outside in black and red font, were mounted in cement into the ground and would dispense a small glass tube and a filter. Included was the top of a pen, which could be put into a glass tube to form a pen along with an ink tube. So they're selling this pen, and they use the finger, you know, the quotes. They cost $2 each, and the machine will accept payment in the form of 8 quarters. Now, everybody involved with this knows that the pens, finger quotes, are not really pens. They're crack pipes. And some industrious entrepreneur says, well, I'm going to put these pipes, this pen dispensing machine in these very blighted areas of Long Island. And here's what the guy goes on to say. You think you've heard of everything, said Brookhaven supervisor Ed Romain. I continue to be surprised by some of the audacity of those that would break the law in promoting drugs and drug paraphernalia. He continues to be surprised in New York that people are breaking the law with drugs and drug paraphernalia. If he said that in Middle Tennessee somewhere, I'd go, I'm not surprised. I buy that comment. You are shocked that in New York, you know, I mean, really one of the boroughs that it's shocking. So local resident Scott Maltz and a friend took a video of one of the vending machines and posted it to Facebook. And here's what he wrote. I wanted the community to see what was going on and try to get rid of it as quick as possible because that's actually a bad area for drugs. So this entrepreneur puts his machine in cement in a bad area for drugs, probably figuring, you know, crackheads will use it and nobody's going to care, you know, what's going on. Why didn't he just put a cell phone, this, you know, one of these cell phone vending machines right next to it where if you steal a cell phone, you can, you know, return it right there, get your money, then go buy your crack pipe. And then, why not go a step further and call it a laundry pods and make a machine that will give you laundry pods right next to your pen machine, your ink pen machine. I mean, why not go all the way? So anyway, somebody sees it, and that's what it's a bad area for drugs, blah, blah, blah. Danielle Blum said one was located just outside her apartment complex on Route 112 in Medford. She said an angry community member smashed it to pieces. We've been here for 3 years, she said. We've never had any problems, and now this? So it's pretty disgusting. That's what she told WABC-TV. But let me say to Danielle, if they put a crack pipe machine in your area, you've been living amongst the crackheads. They know where to put the machines. Now, here's where the story gets interesting and funny to me. Local police will determine if the machines warrant criminal charges. Now, I'm going to tell you, this entrepreneur has gotten out of this by saying, no, I'm selling pens. So he's not going to be prosecuted. Let's be clear about that. But here's what got me. Yep, the rest of the story. To sell a pipe is not illegal, but this is considered drug paraphernalia, town councilman Michael Logercio. As he said. But here's what he also said. And it is also being dispensed from a machine that was installed illegally per town code. Did you catch it? I'm sure you did. This guy's saying, look, to sell a pipe is not illegal, but this is considered drug paraphernalia. So, look, we got some wiggle room there. But where we can't allow this man to do what he did, or this person, this entrepreneur, could be a woman, was to install this machine illegally per the town code. That's where we'll get him. Because the city needs to make its money. Oh, yeah. I don't care about your crackheads. I don't care about your bad neighborhood. I don't care about any of this other stuff. I'll let you come on in, entrepreneur. Talk to us. You want to set up crackhead machines all over the city? Let's have a discussion. But if you put them illegally, now you got problems. Because you're trying to go around the money making of the Democrats. And we don't allow for that. That's what this is really about with your crack vending machines. If you think they care about the citizens, you'd be dead wrong. We'll be back. Keep it there, folks.
Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love this story. Isn't good news or bad news subjective? I think it is. It's as subjective as anything else. It's as subjective as, I like this paint color. I hate this paint color. I like that floor choice. I hate it. I like your landscaping. That looks like a bunch of weeds. Ooh, what a nice car. Not my type. I mean, good news, bad news. Certainly. Let me put it to you this way. In the time that we live in right now of Donald Trump, let's say for the sake of discussion, hey, stock market hits a new high. That's good news. It should be good news for all. You know the bad news? It's considered bad news for the left. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in. What is your good news versus bad news? If you hear that 200 people in North and South Korea have now reconvened as family, to me that's good news, but to the left that's bad news. Because it's proof that Donald Trump's foreign policy as it pertains to North Korea was working. When you hear that the Iranian economy is in triage because their currency is falling based on Donald Trump's stance and the sanctions that he's put into place I say that's a win. It means we aren't going to war. We're going to war economically, and we're winning that war. That's bad news for the left. When Donald Trump institutes tariffs and he says, we're going to go and get this $800 billion a year back that we spend every year in tariffs, and I'm going to start with China, and we're going to have a trade war, and China buckles. Then he goes to the EU, and they buckle. He goes to the G7, and all the news is, well, look at the way Angela Merkel is looking at Donald Trump in this picture, which we all found out was fake news. Then they said, oh, no, it's not going to work. The EU, we're going to blink. And the EU comes and meets with Donald Trump and says, we do realize that we have been taking advantage of the United States, and we want to make recompense and blah, blah, blah. And we are ready to make a deal with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump goes, okay, cool. Then we find out that we have a $49 billion surplus in our trade in a quarter that we hadn't had in over a decade. See, that to me is good news. But to the left, it's bad news. When I hear that we arrested an illegal who killed Molly Tibbetts, the man who killed her, and he turns out to be illegal, and we fight to keep these people out of the country, and we prove yet again that indeed they are lawbreakers, I consider it good news all around. The left doesn't. They consider it bad news, and not because Molly's dead, but because the news doesn't fit their narrative of illegal immigrants are good people. They don't want to kill us. They don't want to do bad things to us. They just need an opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Lies, lies on top of lies. What is good news versus bad news? You tell me. Because I guarantee you it differs. Certainly on the political front. Let me put it this way. A ball game gets played. A championship game between Team A and Team B. One team wins. It's bad news for the other team, right? Good news for somebody, bad news for the other. Who determines good news and bad news? But Google says, hey, we're getting too much bad news from the media. They think we're like cadaver dogs. Well, there's too many things out there that are demoralizing America. What can we do to help? Well, you want to know what the bad news is? You want to know what it is? It's all the things I just told you about. The bad news, according to Google, is the fact that Trump is elected and that you are in control because he listens to you, the American people. The bad news is that Donald Trump is putting money back in your pockets and shrinking the size of government. Eventually he will. The bad news is Donald Trump is making the military and the flag and the anthem symbols of America again and make America great again and America first. That's what he's doing. The bad news is Donald Trump is saying if you're a capitalist, and you believe in the principles of what he just ascribed to, then you are one of the solid citizens of this country. Donald Trump is saying if you want to be a part of this country, you need to do it legally. This is all bad news. It's bad news when the GDP is at 4.1%. You would think if Google is really going to start reporting good news, then Donald Trump's going to suddenly be into the forefront, right? Your ideals, the things that you stand for, are certainly going to become part of the news reporting mechanism. You're going to be all over the news. They said they're going to, they said people are suffering from, quote, negative news fatigue. if they do it the right way, this could be good for us. But I suspect, given that Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all these groups supposedly are in a cabal to try to keep the Democrats in power, I don't suspect that the negative news is going to impact us in any good way. In other words, they're going to continue not to report the good news, which is in effect being negative about it, or they're going to amp up, watch a series of feel-good stories about a bunch of Democrats. Kamala Harris adopts a cat. They say it's programmed Google Assistant to put some sunshine into your life. Users of digital assistant can now say, hey, Google, tell me something good. I hope Rufus sues them. You white people don't know who Rufus is. That's a soul group that had Chaka Khan, and she had a song called Tell Me Something Good. Tell me. Anyway, you can say to Google Assistant, tell me something good, and maybe they break out with that Chaka Khan song. And the software then goes out and looks for, quote, good news. And this good news, they say, is a wide range of sources. I love this part. It'll be collected by the, quote, Solutions Journalism Network, a nonpartisan nonprofit group that Google says is dedicated to spreading the practice of solutions journalism, which highlights how problems are solvable. Well, isn't that the age-old question? How do you solve a problem versus how do I solve a problem? You want to look at the black community who calls me a coon butt Negro, step and fetch it, tool of the white man, because I want black kids to become CEOs instead of prisoners and pole dancers. And the left has tried it their way. So my way is just as valid. If we can agree that I want to see young black kids not succumb to thugdom and become good, solid citizens, why is it my way is the wrong way? They said Google suggested that the positive news delivered won't be trivial or Pollyannish. This is good news, like how Georgia State University coupled empathy with data to double its graduation rate and eliminate achievement gaps between white and black students. Now, let me just tell you what they just said in that little piece of the paragraph. Essentially, what they just said is Google News is going to report about how a college or university dumbed down black kids so they could feel better upon graduation. How backyard beekeepers in East Detroit are bringing back the dwindling bee population while boosting the local economy. Okay, good story. I don't mind that. But who's going to be the discern? Who's going to discern what's a good story, a bad story, real news, fake news, etc.? You want to rely on Google for that, Facebook, Twitter, any of these other sources? I'm not sure I trust them. In fact, I know I don't. Because what's good news to me is not good news to somebody else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We are looking to get this done as quickly as possible. He's a truly outstanding person, as you know. He's got an unblemished record. This is a terrible thing that took place, and it's frankly a terrible thing that this information wasn't given to us a long time ago, months ago, when they got it. They could have done that instead of waiting until everything was finished and then all of a sudden spring it. But that's what the Democrats do. That's what they do. It's obstruction. It's resist. It's whatever you have to do.
President Trump, when asked today at the White House about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the president is also hosting the president of Poland at the White House today. Cleanup efforts continue in North and South Carolina after Hurricane Florence. Josh Bergman is one of the rescuers. He talks about the experience of rescuing his neighbors.
It's one of those things you never know what you're going to get. You hope for the...
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So, you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did y'all hear this story about Biden wanting to take on Trump? Does anybody believe that Joe Biden... Well, before I even say that, the left are pretty delusional. So maybe Biden really does want to take on Trump. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. If I were Joe Biden, I would get out of the fracas. Go make your money, Joe. I mean, come on. You've done enough damage. You want to try to get back into the fight, and you know you're going to get your butt kicked? Joe Biden had his best chance of being president when Hillary Clinton started to falter. And what did he say when he was chosen as vice president? He said Hillary Clinton would have probably been a better choice. When he was running, he said, Hillary makes an amazing candidate. I'm not going to jump in the race. And then after it's all said and done, then Joe goes, oh, I could have beaten Donald Trump. Okay, Joe. You know, what is it? You like looking in the rearview mirror of things and going, well, here's what really would have happened. Why do I not believe you? Donald Trump would have destroyed Joe Biden. And I'm glad if Joe Biden wants to take on Trump, to bring it. ABC News said this. Shortly after Joe Biden boarded a recent flight from Washington to New York, a string of passengers began stopping at his seat and coach to deliver some version of the same message. Run, Joe, run! We're with you, one said, according to a Democratic strategist who happened to be on the plane and witnessed the scene. You've got to do this, said another. Can I give you guys some inside baseball on politics? Are you okay with this? See, this is a fake news narrative. Donald Trump's so unliked, people want Biden. They want to bring back the stability of the Obama administration. It's hard to say that without cracking up. The most unstable administration on the planet. Foreign and domestic policy in shambles, and they're going, Joe, will you run? Please, Joe. And Joe Biden, he looks elevated. Joe Biden is one of the dumbest dudes on the planet. Serious business. That's why Barack Obama hired him. And that's why he took the job. Those are two of the most stupid moves. And now you could say, well, Kevin, he became vice president. He's going to go down and hit. For what? What? For straightening out Barack Obama when Barack Obama decided to admit he was gay?
Well, we need to change what we think about gay marriage. And I think Barack Obama needs to admit that he's gay. And Barack Obama goes, you know, Joe may be right. Hard him to admit it. Okay, Michelle, it's just basic. It's a little bit of role reversal in our house.
I don't know. But what does Joe Biden bring to the world?
What they said? Oh, he was a balancing, you know, stable old white, you know, man. What? Let me tell you what Joe Biden brought to the Obama presidency. They were worried about this stupid young black ingenue who knew nothing, so they put him with a stupid white old man to give it the appearance that, you know, Barack Obama had a white daddy in the White House and everything was good. That's what that was about. I mean, let's just be honest about it. I know some of you are chuckling and you think, oh, Kevin just said something controversial. I'm telling you what it was. They knew Barack Obama was blatantly, abjectly incompetent. And they couldn't get somebody competent that would overshadow him. So they got an old white man, because that's what they needed to shore up the base to say, well, look, we got this old white dude. He's stupid. We can control him. We've got Barry. So let's just put those two together, two stupid people. But one of them, for the left, he appears okay. Joe Biden talked about Barack Obama Harry Reid talked about him being, light-skinned with no Negro dialect. Joe Biden was white-skinned with no white person. I don't know, he brought whatever he needed to bring, but it wasn't intellect. Guys, I wish this was a joke. It would be funny. Maybe I'll rewrite it as that. But this is just truth. So now, Joe, I'm really stupid, Biden wants to take on Barack Obama, at least according to ABC News. Because a couple of people passed by him on a plane and went, hey, Joe, you should run. Hey, ask my buddy Joe the plumber what happened when they told him, Joe, you ought to run, man. You're an honest man in America. I'll support you. And the many people who promised to do it, and then Joe ran, and he couldn't find them. Crickets. It was crickets. Joe couldn't find. He couldn't raise money. Nothing. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Joe would have been a great congressman anyway. Why are you trying to convince him to run? He's a plumber who got thrust into the national spotlight. Did he learn a lot? Yeah. To be a congressman? No. And when they brought it up, I said, who am I to go pee in Joe's punch bowl? Yeah, Kev, I'm going to make a run for Congress. Oh, you know, he's psyched up about it. You know, a lot of people have been telling me, Kev, said they're going to support me. And I was like, hey, Joe, how can I help? But I didn't have the heart to say, Joe, I'm telling you, man, they're lying. I can tell you from telling people I'm never running, here's what I do. I'm going to be whooping liberals' butts every morning. I'll get up with that in mind. I do it as good as anybody. I'm undefeated. I will go to my grave undefeated. Hey, you want to donate $10 to help us? I'm kind of busy. Yeah, man, they will abandon you. People act like that. They said, I love this part. Now, ABC News is telling you that Biden feels the push to take on Trump. Now, they've set it up. Then the next paragraph, here's what they write. Biden himself is more conflicted. Yeah, I bet he is. Because knowing you're about to get your butt whooped will put some conflict in you. You know, it's like some dude that, you know, gets bumped walking in the thing. And he's like, hey, mister, don't you bump me. And then the guy's like, hey, man, I'm sorry. You better be sorry. You better just keep on walking. And it turns out it's the UFC heavyweight champ, right? He's like, well, then in that case, I think I'll turn around and we'll settle this like men. It's okay. Yeah, they say he's conflicted. He's more than conflicted, but here's what they said. But he is listening keenly to supporters pushing him to run for the White House in 2020. Biden is convinced he can beat President Donald Trump, friends and advisors say. He's given himself until January, to deliberate and size up potential competition for the Democratic nomination. Really? Look, if you think you can beat Trump, why are you worrying about the Democrats? If it's legit, you got no Democrats to worry about. Who are you going to bring? You got to beat Kamala, I'm really stupid, half black Harris, or Corey, I'm even stupider than Kamala, half black Booker. Which one of those stooges do you want to go after? You got the president in your back pocket. Barack's going to support him. Size up the Democratic competition. What? Retread Hillary? Retread Bernie? Retread? Who was the governor? O'Malley? Wasn't it? Governor out of Baltimore? Retread O'Malley?
Who else? Who's going to run? I can't even think of the other guy. Michael Avenatti? Porn lawyer? Is he going to run? I'm just curious. You got Joe, it's you, baby. Go for it. Worrying about your Democratic competition? If you want it, you're not worried about your competition. And look, if you're a track star, I never went to the track and went, I hope so-and-so doesn't show up. You show up, and it's who you're running against. Kevin, you're going to be running in the district meet at this date. You might know a runner because you faced him, you know, earlier or something like that. But for the most part, when I showed up to run, it was who's there. I didn't care. You show up to fight in the tournament. I mean, that's a little different because you've got film on him, you know. But for the most part, I don't care. I'm a fighter. There's a fight. Set it up. He's concerned. In the meantime, Biden diligently maintains a network of supporters in key states, a group 30 years in the making, while some of those competitors are still making introductions. Well, there you go, Joe. You got a huge advantage over all these other people. They say, as he makes each careful step, Biden faces the same dilemma. For an elder statesman in a leaderless party, one who long envisioned himself in the top job, the pull toward another presidential bid is strong. But the 75-year-old former VP must weigh the realities of jumping into a crowded primary full of up-and-comers eager to debate the future of the party. Translated, Joe Biden is a relic. He's going to get beaten up for the very policies that he defends. And you're going to watch a feeding frenzy that points to none other than baby black Jesus, whom he is a partner with. They say this. He is not someone who needs to run to cement his place in history. He's not someone who needs to run to feel he's making a significant contribution to the public discourse and the Democratic Party. This is Anita Dunn, former advisor to Obama. But he is someone who, at the end of the day, feels a great deal of responsibility to listen to the people who are urging him to run. They say he casts a long shadow, but we don't know what he'll do. I know what he'll do. He'll back out like he did before. And right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You may not believe it, but the Democrats are scared to death right now. And it all has to do with this FISA warrant, this whole Russia witch hunt. I told you guys it'll circle back on them. I say it at practically every show, but we're getting closer. Welcome, it's Kevin Jackson. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And you know why? This is Nunez talking. Because I think they're going to be frightened by what you see. That's what he said to the Democrats in the press. These are the same remarks that he made on July 29th. He says, we are quite confident that once the American people see these 20 pages, at least for those who will get real reporting on this issue, they will be shocked by what's in that FISA application. He said that on Marie Bartiromo's show. Republicans are pressing the president to release summaries of interviews that the FBI conducted with Bruce Ohr, the Justice Department official whose wife worked for Fusion GPS, the firm who commissioned the dossier. Is that not enough connective dots for you to go, if I were Mueller to go, okay, look, I got to spin this thing. I got to turn it around. I got to start looking differently. You've got a crooked FBI agent who's working with a crooked agency that where his wife works, who uses a crooked document in order to start a crooked investigation. And believe me, you don't have to go far and look at all. The entirety of the evidence isn't even needed for you to go, there's no way they should be investigating Trump. They should be investigating the FBI, the NSA, the FISA courts, anybody related to this. And I've already talked in earlier broadcast about the stroke text part one, the stroke text part two, which are even more damning because those are the ones that say, we're running the media. We're running interference for everybody. And let me tell you something. There is no wiggle room. There is no get out of jail free card. Then we find out McCabe is part of it. And he says, I'm not going down without a bunch of other people going down. That's the word on the street. If you don't think the Democrats are shaking like a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit, you are out of your minds. That's why they're practically silent. They're quiet. Oh, man, I love it. Or they say was in contact with dossier author Christopher Steele and Glenn Simpson, the founder of Fusion GPS. FBI conducted 12 interviews with Orr from November 2016 to May 2017, following his contacts with Steele and Simpson. Now, they say they think President Trump is going to declassify these pages. Yeah. This is the stuff that allowed them to spy on Carter Page. And what's funny about it is Carter has been on TV saying, I didn't do anything. They've got so much misinformation. He goes, there is so much wrong with everything that they put into this that it's a, how do you not see this? It was like I talked about the Nikki Haley thing the other day where I was talking about the New York Times saying Nikki Haley has a great view from, you know, from her penthouse, you know, with her $52,000 curtains. And it had nothing to do with Nikki. Zero. That's exactly what we're looking at here. Only this is not going away. And the Democrats, normally they might be able to sweep something under the rug. This is so big that and so catastrophic that I'm telling you, daily, not even daily, moment by moment, they have people trying to figure out what to do, creating documents, creating narratives, fake timelines, looking for any out. And you know their problem? They got none. Too much evidence. Too many things that point right back to them. And let me tell you, the more they try to cover it up, the worse it's going to get. They say President Trump had been under pressure from DOJ officials not to release the classified documents. I want you to understand, the Democrats tell you, we want to get to the truth on this. All we want is the truth. We want to know, is there collusion? You know, are the Russians really going at our democracy? The Democrats know the truth to that. The answer is yes. And oh, by the way, so are most other countries coming at our democracies. Inasmuch as the United States is going after their socialist. To some degree, we're all spying on each other, doing things to each other. That's not even a secret. The average citizen knows that. But what when you talk about releasing things and understanding to get to the bottom of this so we can stop this most heinous act from occurring from the Russians, the Democrats go, you can't release, don't release anything. Think about how many times Adam Schiff, you know, the Pekingese, I call him, he looks like a Pekingese dog. Adam Schiff with those big old Pekingese eyes has been on TV talking about, we, you know, if they do this, it would be a matter of national security. National security, every Democrat on the planet, national security. Then you release it, it's got no national security implications. In one release, the only thing it did was it impugned the FBI. It showed just how crooked they are. But Adam Schiff wants you to believe, oh, it's a matter of national security. So yet again, they say it's a matter of national security. The people who say they want full transparency, they want to disclose everything that's happening, and the first thing out of their mouths is, you can't show that because it'll be a matter of national security when they know it won't. The matter of national security is in not showing it. The matter of national security is knowing that the Democrats tried a coup in right in front of our eyes. And now they want to cover it up. And you know what? The coup was bad. The cover up is 10 times worse. And that's the way it works across the board. The sensitive nature of the subject. Yeah, the sensitive nature of Democrats getting caught doing really bad things against the Republic. In July, they say the Justice Department released over 400 previously top secret documents connected to the Page warrant. However, more than 20 pages of the FISA document remain highly classified and have only been viewed by a select group of congressional members and investigators. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second and tell you the reason why you don't hear Comey, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, any of them tweeting about this, giving us their psalms and scriptures and whatever else and talking about the integrity of the FBI is because there are enough congressmen who've seen those 20 pages that are going, keep your mouth shut. Everybody, zip it. Zip it, mister. And that's why Comey isn't saying a word. I went out on Comey's page. I haven't done it. Maybe we should do it. We'll do it maybe next segment or something. But I went out and I looked at Comey's tweet, and he hadn't tweeted in like a month and a half over some. I don't remember when it was. It was like 3 weeks ago, and he hadn't tweeted anything significant. It was something like, hey, you know, like Edgar Hoover Day or something. Hey, proud Edgar Hoover Day. But other than that, no tweets on any of the breaking news that was happening. And I think it was around the Peter Stroke text or something. Maybe. And certainly these second texts that have come out, nothing. And Eric Holder, he, you know, FBI, you guys hold up. Be prepared. You know, we're going to be okay, guys. You know, justice will prevail. Oh, justice will prevail. And that's why, zip it. That's why they're zipping it. We're going to go look. I'm going to go look on their Twitter feeds, and we'll get back. So these 20 pages they know about, and they're scared. And now they say, and the Republican lawmakers want these documents public. Behind the scenes, they say the battle between the Justice Department officials and senior members of Congress intensified over the past year, leading lawmakers to call on President Trump to intervene and declassify the documents. Now, who do you think's asking for that? Well, I've already given you the answer. The Republicans. The Democrats want no part of declassification because, let me just save you the suspense, folks, this is going to turn on the Democrats. And I'm talking about in the most vicious of ways. President Trump interviewed with the Daily Caller, and he said the White House, quote, is looking at it very seriously right now because the things that have gone on are so bad, so bad. I mean, they were surveilling my campaign. If that happened on any other foot, they'd be considered treasonous. They would have considered that spying at the highest level. Can you imagine if we were doing that to Obama instead of Obama and his people doing that to us? Everyone would be in jail for the next 500 years. Can you believe it? Where they paid this guy millions of dollars, it turned out. If you look at all the things that are happening, that's what the president quoted to the Daily Caller. And he's 100% right. And look, there's nothing new that we're going to talk about on this. The only thing that they're doing is they're extending our outrage, and they believe that they're mitigating it, that the longer it goes, the less it's going to matter, the more we will have heard the story, and it won't matter. The problem is we keep hearing more and more. We keep getting more and more connections. The Stroke text where he talked about, way to go, girl, for leaking the information, and I was just about to text you on leaking and things like that. These are things that people understand fully.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.